This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Nah, not in the mood. Not
bad. Oh, you don't love Tua today, huh?
He doesn't deserve the open.
Wow.
He doesn't deserve the open.
Did you want sad Tua open? You should have told me. I would have played that.
Nah, I don't want sad. It's been too many days to be sad, but I'm just saying he's not.
You're still bitter.
He's not getting the start of the week.
But you're still bitter.
Yeah, I'm still bitter. I'm still bitter.
Now, let me ask you, and I think I know the answer for this. Miami losing on Saturday didn't help.
Nope.
If Miami had won on Saturday, we would have been in here happy and excited.
All I had this weekend.
I see where you're going with this, Leroy.
All I had this weekend was the Cats. That's it.
Yesterday really threw him over the edge.
Yep.
That's when he went over the edge. That's when he really went
over. Oh, you mean losing to the Raptors?
We haven't even gotten
there. That's what I'm saying. No, I thought that's what you were leading to.
Your heart rate. Did you get any sleep last night? Because your heart rate.
I slept fine, but it's just like, you know, another game where, first of all, they've wasted every good Tyler Hero game this year. Every good Tyler Hero game they waste. And another game where Jimmy Butler's barely finishing the games. By the way, I just want to note, it's December 2nd, and he's already had like four injuries.
Leroy, this is your year, bro. You are ending this year.
He's trying to get out there, but he is out there. You wanted him out there for all these games, you know?
No, but here's my point. The only point that I was making is that when you have planned rest, you're not taking into account sports. So you play all the games you can play.
Well, he has. And he's broken by December. No, what do you mean? What do you mean this year? Yes, this year. This is the year. This is the year we're talking about.
Let me explain something to you, okay? You can't control injuries. These guys jump and land on ankles and twist their legs and all that. You can't. That injury could come at any time. What I'm saying is, if then you have planned rest or you're taking off for a little minor thing because you want to be 100%, okay, and then you have the accidental injury, now you're missing twice as many games.
Silly. What you should have done, rest in the Raptors game, have them ready for Boston tonight. Now, you probably won't have for Boston tonight.
Wait, who's to say that injury wouldn't happen now? You can't control injuries in sports. Like, why do you think you can plan an injury? You sound ridiculous.
I don't sound ridiculous.
Okay, then you keep resting guys.
Well, I can't. He's not going to rest because he wants to prove that he can play games. And now he's going to go through half these games. He's going to go through half these games like a zombie.
And
what?
He wants to prove he can play all these games. Mm-hmm.
And he can't.
Okay.
Which would buck against your argument.
No, it wouldn't.
Definitely would, dude. Definitely would.
And so you're saying that, wait, they've played how many games so far?
18.
They've played 18 games and he's missed seven?
No, he's missed four.
Four.
I mean, the Charlie game, he really wasn't there. I mean, his back was,
okay.
He was walking like a zombie through that game.
You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But he's, but their best performances, their best games this season, he's been the reason for them.
Yes. Yes. Now, my only problem, this is my only problem with the Heat. I used to think that Tyler could be that catalyst, right? Like, he gets his, he distributes, everybody else get theirs. But it always seems like it's Jimmy.
Right? It, they're best if when Jimmy has the ball.
If Jimmy goes on the floor and gets his and then distributes, the team does better.
Yes.
It's a weird dynamic, but so I get annoyed whenever he's not, when he's trying to slow roll it into the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feel his way. Well, no, Jimmy. Get yours. Get right. yours, buddy.
And if you want to talk about injuries, I mean, Bam Adebayo's injuring the rim because, I mean, Jesus.
Hey,
yeah, they called him Bam on green.
Hey,
dude, this guy.
He went up for a dunk, and I thought the whole backboard and the left side of the stadium was going to fall.
I was like, bro.
And the ball didn't go
he
in.
He tried to pump fake it three times against the Raptors. I'm like, and then just the ball just goes out of bounds. I'm like, what happened to you? What?
Wait. Let's not do this. Let's not do this.
What?
Because I know what Marcos would do.
Okay, but I know he's doing the stupid Asia Wolf. They've been together for a while. It has nothing to do with her.
When he gets public, it's a little bit more pressure. Well,
they haven't done public.
How's
they've
it
been
pressure?
Out in public.
Hmm? Ain't no like.
But I will tell you this.
Or was it the Leroy Dominoes?
No, here's what's happened. Okay, and
yeah,
Eric's
he cheated, so the conscience is weighing on him because he ain't clarified the rules.
Leroy, I know what's up. That was he's never been the same since that Dominoes match. Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. Because all I have is all guys who don't play dominoes telling me what happened. He know what happened. You know what happened, Bam.
So you think he's paying a karmatic loss
yep.
for
yeah,
your...
Yeah, you can't cheat in dominoes, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
He knew the rules. We were playing by different rules.
This is where the intangibles don't know things. You can't cheat in dominoes. He was kind of cheating.
Mm.
He was kind of cheating.
I don't know, man.
The rules weren't clarified. That's cheating.
I feel like the rules were, he said, Leroy, do whatever rules you want, and then
yeah, but then you just took when a you butt do the rules in. That I want, we don't count, we don't take score until you win the down. So that's when he said 10, I'm like, whoa.
I wish it was that simple. Then I would have him go take a dive in a domino game.
I don't know.
With you.
I don't know what it is. He missing his old faithful, too.
Oh, it's
that,
terrible.
That free throw turnaround jumper?
Terrible.
Does he have leg problem? Is his leg sore or something? Because it seemed like he got no lift. Everything's short.
Could he be tired from the Olympics, maybe? He's still, maybe.
I think he's probably tired because he doesn't have a backup center. And the facts of
it. Because they're not you. Stop it.
He wasn't available yesterday, though. He wasn't available yesterday. He was hurt, and so was Nico.
He was hurt.
Yeah. He had a foot injury or something like that. And Nico hurt his ankle in practice, so he wasn't with the team. So they roll Kevin Love out there. And every second that Kevin Love was out there was a bad second because, oof.
What'd you expect 38-year-old intangible to look like?
I honestly, like, I got to be honest with you, like, I thought Kevin Love.
He couldn't touch the rim when he was 20.
They should have.
What you think he's doing at 38?
You want to talk about maintenance program? They need to play Kevin Love, like, four times a month.
You mean saran wrap him after game?
You need to play him like four times a month.
Just put him on the end of the bench.
Yeah.
And just put him in a plastic cage and say, break in case of emergency.
Right. It's just, anytime that they try and play him on normal rest, it's like he can't jump over a credit card. And I'm
he
just.
Couldn't be four. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, I'm telling you, he was like a minus 17 in like 9 minutes yesterday.
Hey. Kevin Love hasn't dunked a basketball since 1997.
Stop. The last time he dunked the ball was probably in Minnesota.
Yeah. That's 10 years ago, dude.
Nah, I think that might be more than 10 years ago.
Long
time, dude.
Yeah, because he was at Cleveland for a minute.
So did that help me yesterday, the Heat giving up, like, every basket known to man to the Raptors?
No, it did not
help with my attitude, no. Vlad, to answer your question. Yeah. No, that did not help my weekend. It was
Wait, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So were you pissed off on the drive here? Thinking about, because you were in the car by yourself, and you just thinking of all the different ways that your weekend sucked. And you just driving, just mad.
I actually look forward to these because it's cathartic for me. Like I like to talk this stuff out, and I'm hopeful. This is what a sucker I am, because what I'm thinking to myself, even though I don't know if Jimmy's going to play tonight, he probably won't. We'll find out at 1:30. I think is when the injury report comes out. But they play Boston tonight. And, man, this used to be like, oh, I cannot. Every Boston matchup was so huge. And they have a huge week coming up. They got Boston. They got the Lakers. They got the Suns. They got the Cavs. And it's like this should be a great week of basketball for the Heat. And really should be like a measuring stick to me. I'm like, hey, let's see what's what. But I know what's going to happen. Because I'm trying to talk myself, but I know what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to go 2-2. And they're going to be 500.
And here's what's
because that's what they've been.
Toby was so upset. Because here's where I know Toby's been upset this weekend. As I was driving in, I see a notification from the Tobin channel. Tobin talks about the Heat's big week, right? Big week, 4 games. And I'm like, is he doing this from home? Did you do it from home?
Yeah.
And then he drove down here.
I was up early today.
That's how frustrated he was with this weekend of sports. Like
I thought you said you got a good night's sleep.
He did not. It was a lie. He did not.
I got another nice weekend.
I'm looking at him like, no, you're not. Because I saw you. I'm like, damn, that's the same shirt he had on this morning when he did the Toby.
Change. This wasn't my pajamas.
But bro, you were at home. You could have done the show at home, but no. He was.
Of course.
You had an irate your weekend. You had
maybe I'll
weekend.
Take some calls from some people. We'll see.
I don't know.
People want to talk. They want to talk about the Dolphins. Yeah, they want to talk about the Canes.
Your boy's upset.
Here's the thing. Nobody wants to really hear about the Heat right now. And I'm annoyed. I'm looking at this season and I'm like, what is this season? Right? It's like they've shown some flashes. They've had some good moments. Tyler Hero's had a great year. It's kind of gone by the wayside. They're 500. Bam is like, I don't know what the hell this year is from him. And honestly, I'm blaming Eric Spoelstra.
You the positive side of all this stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Normally, when this team goes bad, there'll be 5 games under 500. And then they turn it around and they fight like hell and win like 6 or 7 straight. And then they're 2 or 3 games above 500. That's what's happened the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they're going through their struggles and they're 500, what happens when they go on that stretch where they win 6 or 7 games? See, so you're actually ahead of what they have been doing the last couple of years.
I think Eric Spoelstra's ruined Bam Adebayo. Let me tell you something. I listen to him because you want to know why? Because he pulls tricks with Bam Adebayo.
So you think he's trying to do Riley mind games with Bam?
I think he's mind gaming him. Because, listen, he's like, all right, well, he can't hit the broadside of a barn. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn him into Ozempic Draymond Green. And we're going to just have him set up our shooters. And
he's doing the stuff he did this rookie year.
Hold up.
He's doing the stuff
I thought Draymond Green was funny. But Ozempic Draymond Green.
It's so annoying. And I'm listening to him with Jax yesterday. And Jax is talking about it. He goes,
got that low A1C, baby.
And he's like, he's like, oh, you know, Bam. He's like,
that A is for Asia. You know that, right? That's that low Asia 1C.
Hey, the only thing he ain't doing is singing a little jingle with his group.
Dude, No, he's like, you know, you got to have a real head space and head strength to not worry about the last box score item, which is points. And I'm like, no. You're doing it again.
Unless you lose by 3 and realize that them points matter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless he goes out there every single game, Spo, and you're like, oh, another four for 12 from him, because I'm not counting that last three, man. And it's like, and then Jimmy's like walking like a zombie, and you don't even play Nico anymore. I know he didn't, it wasn't available yesterday, but my poor Nico is like left out of the cold now, because you got to play Love.
I would go and just pick a game and call it a veterans rest game. And I would play those young guys till they drop. And you'll find out what they have and what you can do with them against the competition, against NBA competition. Because you, every young guy, they play in spots, in moments. I want to see if they get into a flow, how well they could do. So, Kalel, let them go out and file out of a game.
I didn't see the comment. What did it say?
It said, all Bam got to do is punch Drew Smith, and then we got our own Draymond.
Point for oh, man. All right. We'll take a break. We'll get back.
Has this helped any?
It has helped. It does help. Like, you guys think this doesn't help, but it does help.
Because I don't think you look, you don't feel any better. It's like every time we say a key word, you get.
I didn't even tell you this weekend. I basically got canceled by Dolphins Twitter. It was.
Why?
Oh, because I got mad at a freezing cold take. With freezing cold takes, put up the Tua quote about we're ready to kill some narratives, and I'm like, I don't remember my exact tweet. I'll find it so I can properly tell you, because we got to take a break. But oh man, did Tua non have a field day with me? I mean, they dragged me through the mud, and it's not even fair because I'm the one who invented our Tua. You're a bunch of Johnny come latelys.
Wow, look at that, bro. Look, you see how they do the leader?
But this is their problem. They're just little babies, and they just want to be mad at anybody. And if I have to be the sacrificial lamb, you want to be mad at because you want to throw up Tua's box score, which is useless.
Empty calories.
Go ahead. That's okay. Lash out at one of your own if that's what you need to do. But you know who I'm going to hold accountable? The guy who said he was going to end narratives, and instead all he did was stamp it as fact.
Daddy loves you guys.
Back after this.
Favorite station, same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry.
It's our number 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy.
J-Fix says, today you're more like Brendan instead of like Tobin.
I don't understand.
You're broken.
I don't think I am, though, dude.
I don't think I am.
I'm too used to things like this to be broken. You know?
Can I say you came in, you have calmed down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You were hot.
Oh, dude.
He's still hot.
21-0, just like that. Never seen a more useless 21-0 lead.
Okay, so if we're rating this weekend,
mm-hmm.
is Heat last in your displeasure?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes
okay.
absolutely.
For sure.
Okay, so Heat's
still. Because it's not even January yet.
Right.
Talk to me tomorrow, though.
Nah, bro. You don't understand.
Celtics games hit different.
Wait, you asking for it.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
You're like, you listen, right now, they're playing better than the Heat are, and Jimmy might not play. So to go into it and say, oh, if I'm pissed off after, like, you're asking for misery.
Perhaps.
Okay.
But the thing that always drags me in, though, Leroy, is what if he does play today, and then he walks into that building, just like he always does, and he just gives the Celtics the business. All that noise, and Pat Riley telling him to shut up because he says, you guys know you only won that championship because I couldn't play.
What happened to that Knick game? What happened? What was he in that Knick game?
What Knick game?
The Knick game that happened here, man. He was talking trash, and Riley told him, don't talk trash to the Celtics.
You're
the Knicks, though, dude.
Like, all respect, but you're the Knicks.
It could be the Knicks.
You're the Knicks, though.
But he was there. Wait a minute. He was also the one. See, this is what I don't like about you, Dan.
Why?
Because you don't like when your players talk trash, and then they don't back it up.
Yeah, but it's
because,
the Knicks, though.
Because you asked me mm-hmm. that night, Jimmy asked, is that a televised game or not?
He did.
Right. And what happened when you said no, it wasn't a televised game?
I told him it was Celtics Pacers.
Right, and he was like, and then what was the performance Jimmy had against the Knicks?
Not great. Not great. But again, he didn't go on Netflix and say F the Knicks. He said F Boston.
Okay.
He hates Boston. He doesn't hate the Knicks.
Fine. He slightly hates the Knicks. But
he doesn't like Quentin Grimes.
Well, he's no longer with the Knicks.
He's not, but he doesn't like him.
He doesn't like Josh Hart.
No, I mean, who could?
I do.
Well,
that's because you have to love your own.
One of the guys you like if you own this team.
Yeah, you know, you got to like your own. But, yeah, don't do that because now you're setting yourself up. You're getting yourself all hype. And then what happens tonight when the expectations doesn't pan out, you're going to come back here tomorrow even worse than you were today.
Perhaps.
Don't do that.
But what if they win?
Then just be happy. Nah. Just don't set yourself up. Don't set yourself up, Tobin.
That's not how it works with me, dude. I always build myself up and have the high expectations, just like I did on Thanksgiving when I walked out of Game Day on Sensei. I said, this is going to be the day.
Did you really think that this was going to be the day?
It was a weird optimism that made me feel a fool as soon as Malik Washington muffed that punt. And I'm like, why did I think they were?
So wait, let me ask you, because Malik Washington pretty much set the tone.
Yeah.
But what really perturbed me about the game
was
end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, you have the drive. You're down 26-11. You get to the red zone.
Yep.
Achan gets 7 yards. It's second and one.
Yep.
And then the next three plays go pretty much exactly that.
Yep.
That was the game for me.
Because if you look at every other NFL team, when they get to the 1 yard line, they do this. They bring in two or three tight ends. They bring in Christian Wilkins or somebody like that. They put the big, fat, huge, strong, powerful back in the backfield, and they get a yard.
So where was Jalen Wright?
You want me to tell you what I would do?
He ain't trusting that rookie. He already had a rookie blow it for him.
You know what I would do?
He plays in that weather.
You know what I would do? This is no lie.
Yeah.
I'd take a backup guard or a backup center or whoever, or I'd take Julian Hill, right?
Oh, no, you can't trust him.
No, trust
him. He's going to drop the ball.
He doesn't want Julian Hill.
No. Your mind ain't right. We on the 1 yard line.
I bet.
He'll fall start.
My mind's not right.
Wait a minute.
No, he'll fall
you
start.
You don't even know what I'm going to say. I ain't throwing it. I'm going to put Jonnu Smith behind Julian Hill, and I'm going to hand the ball off four straight times. And if you can't get a yard, go.
Okay. I like that. Yes. I thought you wanted to hand the ball off to Julian Hill.
I don't have Julian Hill involved in anything.
Somehow Julian Hill's going to have the ball go in his face mask, and the Packers would end up with it going back six.
No.
Off a handoff. Off a handoff to him.
Yeah, dude. It was No, that was definitely
that series, like they got to the goal line, they were driving, they were getting momentum, and then Achan gets to the one.
Yeah, it's brutal.
And in three plays, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that fourth down play too. I mean, where was the protection?
And then Mike like, oh, we probably should have drawn up something better. It's like, all right, great. Great. But yeah, Dolphins Twitter almost tried to cancel, or Tua tried to cancel.
Yeah, 2-9.
So freezing cold takes, and mind you, you know, I was a few drinks in. It was after a show. I was a little emotional, you know.
A tad.
I admit it.
You were a tad emotional.
I'm a little emotional after the loss. Or was you know in the midst of this, and you know I know Tua was putting up nice stats, but like the drive stands out to me. Can't get it in the damn end zone. And then the drive right before halftime, which I really thought sealed the game. Like, they completely yak it. He misses on his throws, and even they're like, eesh. Even Jason Garrett, who had, like, I mean, what's up with Jason Garrett, by the way, right? This guy is like,
I tell you,
he is the worst announcer in football. And that's, I mean, worse than Tom Brady. And it always feels like he's hiding a secret. It's every time they go to him, he's got this cheese eating grin on him. Like, what does he know that we don't know, Jason Garrett? But yeah, I was frustrated. I admit it. I was emotional. And freezing cold takes put up the video or the screen grab of the video that said Tua on playing in cold weather versus the Packers. Quote, I'm excited to kill narratives. Let's go. Bring it on. And I commented on it, and I said, he killed it. It's not a narrative anymore, just a stone cold fact. I mean, you would have thought that I said Tua killed puppies. I mean, the way they came after me. Oh, go look at his QBR. Oh, go look at his numbers. And by the way, I know that he wasn't the number one reason they lost, but also didn't really drag him out of the dark either. And that's the thing.
Here's the problem with that. And I would say the same thing about Cam Ward. Right? We looking at that Georgia Tech game and say, hey, they had a chance. Cam couldn't bring us down to score. Well, that's not why you lost. You lost because your defense couldn't stop nobody. You didn't, because the worst thing that could happen to you in that weather, and I've been that guy, is if you get the football ran against you and you keep getting 5-6 yards and pushed and plotted all the way down the field, right? That is a backbreaker. All the other stuff is irrelevant. It starts right there in cold weather, because that right there is a test of manhood.
Okay.
Like, oh, the conditions are tough. We tough. But let's go.
You and I have talked all year.
And you never stopped them, nor could you be the aggressor and run the football in the conditions that you needed to, the way you need to run the football.
But Lira, you and I have talked about plenty of games we've looked at this year, and you go and look at the box score, and you'd be like, how are these stats indicative of this score? And
right.
I'm sorry, I looked at Tua's stat line, and I was like, because you would have thought, if you would have looked at that, if you just looked at his box score, you would have been like, amazing. What a game. One of the finest Tua's ever had. Years from now, when we talk about the Tua narrative, right, and there'll be some kid, some podcast, some young Tobes who's coming up, and he's going to try and make the argument for Tua, because he'll inevitably still be the Dolphins quarterback. We're still going to figure out, is he good or is he not good? And they're going to look back and think, oh, look at the game. Look at the game that he had. And I don't know. I kind of felt like – I just felt like it was window dressing, dude.
What was his completion percent?
80%.
It was 80%. It was amazing.
But here's my thing. Like, you do realize a quarterback that was 80%, we're sitting here complaining about the 20%.
Yeah, but they were the biggest 20%, dude. The biggest 20%. Yeah,
No. Leroy, stop. Because a lot of these numbers,
you can put them all to the end of the game and garbage time and whatever.
Optics, man.
But I'm saying even when he had a couple of bad throws, okay? But for the most part, he was pretty accurate.
It was D&D, though, dude. It was dink and dunk.
I don't know what, like, so in order for this team to have been successful, he would have had to basically complete 85-90% of his passes.
But I would have said, no.
You understand what I'm saying?
Leroy, we can say, that's
not even real football.
But Leroy, they had 3 points basically through three quarters.
Yeah, Leroy.
Forget about the stats. Put up the points, dude. That's what I need my quarterback to do.
Again, and this is what I'll tell you. If you don't break the will of that front seven in the cold, right, then they're going to be free and fresh the whole game. You look at Miami's defense, they just look beat up and withered after a while, because they were getting just 5 yards, 6 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards, 4 or 5 times each drive.
Dude, there was this one play, right? This doesn't seem like a big play, but this is the difference, right? It's like it was – Green Bay was up 24-3, right? It was 3rd-and-12. And Jordan Love, he had like 3 people in his face running towards the sidelines, throws a piss whistle to Jaden Reed, and is able to put up the lead up to 27-3 that play. And I'm like, man. But if you would have looked at their stats, you'd have been like, two outplayed Jordan Love.
No, okay.
Empty calories, man. Like I tell you.
Again, this is what I'm having a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
You're picking plays out of a game, and you're talking about the one Jordan Love play, and you're talking about the one or two passes that Tua didn't complete. And I'm like, it's not that perfect. Like, you can't be that perfect as a quarterback. Yeah, you're gonna have some good plays, And you're like, well, but Tua missed at the worst possible time.
He did,
and
though, I'm dude. Like,
so in order, here, in order for Tua to have had success in your eyes, he would have had to complete 85 to 90% of his passes.
For me, going into this game, the game was over. No, I'm just telling you. I'm gonna answer your question. And I think you agree with me, but you don't want to agree with me. That game was over at halftime. It was over because once they blew it, and he had those missed throws, which were big, and I'm not putting the whole game on them, but those were big missed throws. The Packers come right back down, and of course, because Jordan Love threw that giant intangibles who couldn't be stopped, and they get another field goal, and they're up 3 touchdowns. I'm like, it's over, dude. At that point, it's over. And any Dolph fan that thinks different is lying to themselves. And even if you want to say, hey, they almost came back. Nah. Well, guess what, dude? Even if you want to say, hey, they were on the doorstep, but they didn't get in the end zone, did they?
The narratives will never change, guys.
So here's what, again, here's what the problem is. And here's what everybody needs to understand. When you're playing in that weather, okay, all that little trickery side to side and stuff like that. Again, I only sent one text during the game. And you know what that text was? I hate those outside runs.
Oh.
That's it.
So because you don't think they could change their mindset when they're in these type of games, though, Leroy? Like, that's the thing.
No, you are here.
Oh, you just are what you are.
If you never have that dude that plays that style of football, then nobody else on your team knows how to play that way. They're all playing side to side and pulling and all this stuff. There comes a point in time in every damn football game, everyone, where you got to line up and just be more physical than the other team. Whether it's the 4-minute game, whether it's in the red zone, whether it's a goal line stand, you have to be more physical than the other team. And this team does not do that. Even when they have 200 yards rushing, it's always side, tricky, pull, and all that. There's got to be a point in the game, and I don't know when that is, where your coach looks at your offensive coordinator and say, let's get him.
It's that old S&M, dude.
You have to. Look, watch all of football up north this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Watch all of it. And what did they say on TV? The same exact words. Look at how physical that team is up front, and look how they dominate in the line of scrimmage. You know why Philly beat Baltimore? Because dude, Philly was more physical up front.
So, Leroy, you're saying that.
That is football. You can have all the other stuff, but there's a point in time, there's a point during the season, there's a point, and usually it's around December and January, where it's just going to be some physical football. And if you can't play that football, you can't win long term. Look at all the teams that are winning. Even Kansas City.
So,
what did they talk about last year? Not Patrick Mahomes. Look at how physical they are on both sides of the football.
So Leroy just called the Dolphins soft.
It's obvious.
No. See, here.
But it's obvious.
I don't think.
You just called. Bro, you just described. You just gave a thorough explanation on what being physical is.
Let me explain to you, though. If you never play a physical style of football, because that's not what your offense is, that doesn't mean you can't be physical. If your coach says, all we're going to run is this stuff right here, and you never line up and go forward, I'm not going to say you're not physical. We don't know if they're physical. They've never had to be physical.
Bro, it sounds like you are putting your katanas out because you're being a semantic samurai. Right? Just say they're soft.
Just say that they're soft.
Just say it, dude.
I know the difference. There is a difference in being physical and not being physical.
Even the players are calling themselves soft.
Their offense is not a physical offense. That doesn't mean the players can't be physical.
I've never seen
They just don't. They're never given the opportunity.
I've never seen a team need Blue Chew more than the Dolphins.
But it's not the... Here, Tobin.
What?
Point. Do you understand? If you never have a play, if you never run a play, where you just line up and go straight ahead and try to get 2 or 3 yards or whatever. If you never run that style of offense, to say this players can't do it is not fair to them.
Okay, but you, if you're saying they're never prepared or they're not built for it.
No, I didn't say they weren't prepared. I'm saying their offense,
okay, they're the not
plays
built,
that are
they're
called,
not, then they're not,
never do it.
But Leroy, there's a very thin line, and I understand you don't want.
Not,
okay.
It's not a thin line.
Okay.
You can't tell me they can't do it if you never do it.
What?
They did.
Here, let me explain something to you. Let me clarify it. You can't say that this offense can't get inside the 10-yard line and run 3 or 4 plays straight ahead with some physical football up the middle, because they'll try it once and then they'll go to trickery. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know if they can do it because they never have been in a situation where they said, we're running it 4 times. If we don't score, it's going to be because you ain't physical.
But I don't understand what the distinction you're making of saying that we just don't know that they can do it. Just hear me out, okay? I hear your argument, and I understand what you're saying. You're saying we don't know because they've never tried. But you always also say the coach knows his team better than anybody else. So why would he go and put his team in a position of something that they're not good at?
Because that's what his offense.
Okay, then they're not prepared. Then it also goes to coaching.
Okay. It's not.
Oh, I just don't understand what you're like. It's either the coaching or the coaching.
No. It's. They have an offense that does things accordingly, right? And I've said from the start of this, that side-to-side stuff I hate. And the reason why I hate it is because every defense that they play, you know what they say? We're going to take away that outside stuff. So once or twice or 3 times a game, you get caught and you're 2nd and 14, which is the worst spot to be in football. It is. You can throw it and catch up, but you can't consistently be behind the chains like that every week. They do it 2 or 3 times every week where they try that sideways, flippity-doo, flip it to Tyreek, A-chan around, and they get caught 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Okay.
So it's on McDaniel.
Because he wants it to be like that.
That's his offense.
Right, we got to take a break. Game balls, game bombs, next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, it's time to hand out your game balls and game bumps.
All right. You know where my game ball is going. Them Wolverines did something that, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't think was possible. 20-point underdogs on the road beat their rivals in what was one of the most intense, ugly games I've ever seen.
Don't you love those?
It was 10-10 at halftime.
Yeah, and then it ended 13-10.
Yeah.
Guys were giving away the ball like it was Christmas.
Yeah. Crazy game. The fact that you knew Michigan was only going to throw 13 or 14 passes and you still got outrushed by 100 yards. That is just crazy. If you're a Buckeyes fan, that's crazy. That's unthinkable. Right? You know what they're going to do. They can't throw the ball. And still, they were able to ugly the game up, take the air out of the football, and dare you to throw it. And every time that Howard kid threw it, he was throwing it to us.
Man.
But that being said, excellent. Excellent win. That made their season. That coach gets to keep his job. The coach that's going to the playoffs
might
lose his job anyway.
Yeah, he might. Right? He can't beat you guys.
That's crazy.
It's embarrassing. Ball.
You know, the last time we went 4-0, I was there.
Yeah. You seem to have
good old days.
Had that stat steady, did you? Who gets the game bum, dude? Lots to choose from.
My game bum, and there's no other way of putting this. Hurricanes defense.
Bum.
You've been a sieve all year.
Boof.
It's a whole bunch of individuals. Nobody's playing team defense. I don't know how you fix it. I don't know what you have to do to get them to understand that we are more productive as a group than as individuals. But it just looks like everybody's going out there trying to get theirs, and guys are running willy-nilly in the middle of the field. It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch how all season they haven't been able to get this, you know, fixed. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but that has to be like.
It is interesting, though. You did have, you know, the ACC coaches did go to bat for Miami, who are playing in the championship. They think that they are a college football playoff team.
Yeah.
Their losses are not bad. Their losses are close, and they are on the road. They're going to do whatever they can to get stupid Alabama in that playoff. It's so obvious. And
here's what I think. I think if SMU wins, Miami's in. If Clemson wins, then Miami's out. Yeah.
I can't disagree with you.
I don't think Miami gets in.
You think they're going to go from 6th to 13th?
They're 14th right now.
They dropped them to 14th. They were looking to do it, dude. Like, it's crazy. Right. Alabama, this was just tweeted out by ESPN's college football account. Miami and Alabama's records against bowl eligible teams on the road this season. Miami 4-2, Alabama 1-3.
Right. That matters.
Yeah, but
that matters.
Conference is going to matter. And they got that wins too. And they got wins that over too, Georgia.
Here's what's also going to hurt you. Indiana, Penn State, and Ohio State. That's three top 10 teams.
Right.
So are all three of them going to get in?
Yeah.
Ohio State's going to get in. So you got those three teams.
Yeah, Penn State right now. The Penn State's three. Oregon's one. Ohio State, Indiana. I mean.
You got to figure this. Other than the Big 12 championship game, every team that's playing in a conference championship out of the major four or five, they're both going in.
But Clemson's got to win to get in.
No, except for Clemson.
Clemson's going
to have to win.
That's what I'm
saying. Clemson's got to win to get in.
Except
that's
for
what I said.
Right.
If Clemson wins, Miami's out. If Clemson loses, Miami's in.
No, it's still
Clemson's
a flip.
Clemson's going to have one team?
Yeah, it's still a flip.
I think that's probably why they came in and went to bat for Miami, to get them in no matter what. You know, they want the ACC to get three teams. And I don't know if the ACC is going to get three teams.
Plus, I think the thing that kind of maybe helps Miami is what Georgia Tech did to Georgia.
Yeah, it definitely helps. It definitely helps. But
and Syracuse being the highest scoring team in the country.
Their losses are not bad losses. They're not. Right. They're not embarrassing losses. They're frustrating losses.
Right. But here's the game they're going to say. Look at all the other close games you played.
And won.
Right. Hey. Against teams that have losing records and teams that are not even bowl eligible.
Name recognition, you could do it. Because Miami against one of these top teams, that's going to sell. It's going to draw. But I think the SEC.
Cam's going to sell, too. Like, if we're talking about what they did last year to FSU, and they took FSU out because they didn't have their quarterback, if you're talking about.
And they got to put Cam in because is he a Heisman finalist?
We don't know yet. I think the votes have to be in after the conference championship.
Let me ask you this, though. And I know we all, you know, there's hatred for Bama, but you think that they're going to take Bama over the Canes? Yes, I absolutely think so.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think they'll take Alabama over the Canes any day of the week.
I don't think if you have two teams not playing for a conference championship and one has three losses.
They don't care. They're not looking at losses like that. They're not going to
go to SEC like that.
They're not looking at losses like that. Okay. They're going to look at your strength of schedule. They're going to look at you. Because Miami, as much as we want to say, beating Georgia.
Who?
Georgia, who's probably going to be the number two team in the country after tomorrow, beating South Carolina, like you've beaten teams that are in the playoffs right now. That's what they're going to look at. You've beaten the teams that are in the playoff. Miami, they haven't played any team that's going into the playoffs.
Feinbaum needs those ratings, dude.
All right.
Take a break. Back with more after this.